This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, I love shows with breaking news, and we've got it live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, The Herd brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. Be a sub above. Big news in Boston. Danny Ainge out. Brad Stevens replaces him. Celtics, a huge brand, looking for a new coach. No, it's not going to be Mike Krzyzewski at Duke Twitter. That's not who it's going to be. Joy Taylor is joining me. That's what's great about the playoffs, the combustibility of it. I mean, a bad loss, let's get AD out of town. Celtics going to lose their series, boom, let's get Danny Ainge out of town. It's the kabloom. We know the Clippers, if they lose this series, they're bringing in the TNT and blowing that thing up. I like the urgency and combustibility of what we're living in right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is what we've been waiting for. This is what the playoffs are all about. You got to win big.
Yeah, and you watch these games, you can sense the intensity of these games. So let's start with this. I'll get to the Celtics in a second. So the Lakers lose. I said this yesterday. I said the Suns are going to win this game. I believe the Phoenix Suns, when Chris Paul is 75%, 80% healthy, the Suns are better than the Lakers. Even if AD plays, I think the Suns are better. I think AD's had two or three amazing quarters, but you can't depend on him. I can depend on Chris Paul when he's healthy every quarter. His leadership doesn't go away. His toughness doesn't go away. I can't depend on AD even when he's healthy. I don't know if I get aggressive AD. So I think the Suns are a better team. But, you know, in the past, when LeBron teammates let him down, and it was often, let's be honest about this. It was injured teammates. J.R. Smith goes kooky. Kyrie flakes out. LeBron had the ability to rise, put on the Superman cape, and carry them. He doesn't. He scored more than 40 points one time this year. In the playoffs, he's 20th in scoring. D. Rose, the Knicks, on a bad wheel, averages more than LeBron in the playoffs. Since LeBron scored 40 points once this year, 42 other guys have scored over 40 points. Like, even Tom Brady, as he aged, he's still great. We watched him. but he can't carry slow wide receivers in New England. He barked and yelled at them. LeBron has a turbo button, right? All great players push the turbo button. LeBron's still works, but just not very long. There's a video game I bought for the kids, and it had a turbo button. It was race cars. You can race through cities. It was really fun. It had a turbo button, and it gave you about 6 seconds of turbo. Now, LeBron's is longer than that, but not that much longer. His turbo goes about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, both ends of the floor, and then he's older. And Curt Schilling, the great pitcher, once told me, as he aged, he goes, I still had the fastball. I didn't lose my fastball. I just have 12 a game, not 70. So I would go into a baseball game knowing I got 12 heaters. I can go 96 miles an hour 12 times. So I'm not going to throw it unless it's two strikes or runners on. I got 12 of them. And that's now where LeBron is. And that's okay. The turbo button, it still works. But the Lakers now, as we said a couple days ago, they've become that Cavs team where Kyrie and Kevin Love got hurt. The difference is LeBron in that series, that final, he averaged like 34 points in a triple-double. He's averaging 22 points a game in the playoffs. That's what LeBron's become. And so he got the fastball, but he just the turbo button doesn't last very long. The question's going to become in this franchise, because we knew Andre Drummond wasn't coming back and Dennis Schroeder, salary cap casualty, won't come back. The question is, what do you do with Anthony Davis? Because as I said yesterday, Anthony Davis was always hurt in New Orleans. You just didn't watch. So Laker fans got last year's Anthony Davis, who got a 4.5-month hiatus through the pandemic. Everybody's like, I love AD. You can depend on AD. And no, in New Orleans, they could increasingly not depend on AD. He is not healthy. He is never committed to his body, and therefore his body doesn't really commit to him. LeBron, Brady, Russell Wilson, a lot of guys out there, they spend millions of dollars a year, year-round, their own trainers, to be in great shape. Anthony Davis is closer to Big Ben. God gave him natural genetic gifts. His off seasons are a little light in the sweat department. A couple yoga classes, grab a ball, shoot around. But AD came into this season out of shape. And good luck in a condensed season trying to play yourself in shape. So Charles Barkley was not exactly subtle last night talking about Anthony Davis and the Lakers.
Forget about the championship. They can't win this series without street clothes.
I'm not even... You want to explain that?
I call him Anthony Street Clothes Davis because he's always in street clothes.
Harsh but true. Now, LeBron doesn't want to get rid of AD. He does have a little psychological edge here. He can go to AD and say, bruh, we gave you a five-year deal, Clutch Sports. My guy, Rich Paul, we gave you a five-year deal. You got to come in shape. Can't play yourself in the shape. LeBron's got a little psychological edge on him. It's like, hey, I was going to hand the baton to you, and you didn't show up. And Anthony then has to look himself in the mirror and really come into shape. But it's also about commitment. We hear this all the time, Joy, about athletes. How committed are they? And I've said, you're not going to find anybody more committed in the history of sports than Tom Brady, even more so than LeBron. Why? Because Aaron Rodgers won't take a pay cut. Tom Brady will. Commitment is Tim Duncan took pay cuts. Brady took pay cuts. You want to talk commitment, LeBron now has to look himself in the mirror. Because an old, expensive Kobe couldn't make the playoffs. An old, inexpensive MJ couldn't make the playoffs. An old, expensive LeBron going to be first round and out. What do you want to be? How committed are you? LeBron's got a $900 million net worth. I am never here to tell people to take less money, especially athletes. I can do this radio TV thing forever. They got about 15 years to hit it. But it's going to be interesting. AD's got to look himself in the mirror. Do not come into a season and play yourself into shape. And LeBron has to look in the mirror and go, do I have to work out my contract a little bit here eventually? Take a little less to have a little more help? I think it would help in the pursuit of championships. But it's going to be an interesting offseason. This series is over. It's over. Now, Phoenix a better team. Chris Paul's injury is easier to navigate. AD was grimacing in warmups. series is over. All right, so let's talk about the breaking news today. It started early this morning. Woj, Chris Mannix, Shams Charania, who we had on the show, all great reporters, all various stages of this. Danny Ainge is out in Boston as the head of operations. Brad Stevens, the coach, now replaces him, and then they're looking for a coach. So we don't know who's going to be the coach. It's not going to be Coach K. Come on, let's move on past that. That's Twitter nonsense. So it's very easy to say, oh, this Boston thing was a failure. Be careful. There's a difference between failure and high standards. The Philadelphia Sam Hinkie experiment was a failure. The process, where they decided, as the league was pivoting to a shooter's league for five straight years, we're just going to draft the tallest guy out of college. That's not even understanding the temperature of the room. That was a massive whiff. Danny Ainge was not a massive whiff. 4 years, three conference championships, and they got bad breaks. Gordon Hayward literally broke his ankle in his first 10 minutes as a Celtic. Kyrie Irving just rejected the franchise in the city. Jaylen Brown this year, good player, got hurt. Not the same team. This was not a whiff. Danny Ainge made two of the best trades in the last 10 years in the league. He got rid of KG, who was old and expensive and got great draft picks. He also traded down and yet got the best player in a draft named Jason Tatum. And Danny Ainge did a lot right. Boston is a uniquely challenging situation. A lot of NBA guys don't want to play there, despite its great basketball winning history. Kawhi Leonard, free agent, no interest in Boston. Anthony Davis's dad, I would never want my son to play for the Celtics. Rich Paul, who runs Clutch Sports, told the Celtics, you can go ahead and trade for AD, he'll walk. That's not what the Lakers face. That's not what, like, historically the Bulls or the Mavericks had faced or the Philadelphia 76ers. There's players that don't want to play in Boston. A city that African Americans often feel is racially uncomfortable or insensitive. So that's a thing you face in Boston. So this morning, this could be painted as, oh, what a failure. Not really. When they had to rebuild after the championship, after Danny Ainge landed Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, we thought it was going to be a long rebuild. They missed the playoffs one time. Philadelphia couldn't get into the playoffs. Philadelphia, the process, was a complete whiff, defended by some analytic nerds who just like to be popular on social media. That was a whiff. They didn't even know what the league was becoming. Boston was not a whiff. Danny Ainge will still get jobs. He's better than 70% of the guys doing this in the NBA. But the organization has incredibly high standards, and they've got this young, dynamic, super smart head coach. He's getting worn out. They want to keep his brain in the organization. He's not 62. He's closer to 42. And that's the decision being made. You see this all the time. You know, ever seen there's some college basketball programs and college football programs that they'll still go to bowl games and they'll keep their coach forever. And then you get those programs like in Ohio State, and they gave Luke Fickell 1 year. And he didn't win in 1 year, and they fired him and went and got, and Luke Fickell can coach, and went and got Urban Meyer. That's called high standards. Like, Boston's got high standards. But it is a uniquely challenging job. And I think it came down to this. All these college programs were going after Brad Stevens. Hard. You write the check. And Boston went to Brad Stevens, and he said, I'll be honest with you, I'd like to move into the front office. I can do that longer than coach. I'm burnt out from coaching. And now Brad Stevens will run the organization, not Danny Ainge. I think it actually, I don't know if it's the right move. It's an intriguing move. But I reject that Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens were a failure. If you get to three conference championships in 4 years, and that's dealing with a series of bad, bad breaks. I mean, Gordon Hayward's first minute as a Celtic shatters his ankle. Jaylen Brown hurt. Kyrie Irving, who, by the way, can be erratic, just rejected the city. I mean, you know, I think it worked. It just didn't get championships, and that's what Boston pursues. They're the Yankees, they're the Lakers, they're Ohio State football, they're you know, Kentucky or Kansas basketball. They're not going to sit around and rest on, we made the playoffs. That's not good enough.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So LeBron left the bench with 5 minutes to go, and because he is a superstar and the best player in the league for about 15 years, people freaked out. Social media goes nuts. I can't believe it. LeBron has never lacked commitment for 18 years. He's been carrying every franchise, every owner, every coach, every GM he's ever had. I'm not going to question LeBron's commitment to the NBA. It should be noted this is not Hoosiers. It's not high school basketball. It's not your 8-year-old son teaching him good sportsmanship. This is not Isaiah Thomas refusing to shake Michael Jordan's hands. We still have games in this series. Chris Bosch will be on our show in about 20 minutes. Chris Bosch has a new book out. It's great. Letter to a Young Athlete. Fantastic. Buy it. Great book. He talks about LeBron's commitment to stretching and treatment. Bosch says you'll be out with LeBron at a team dinner. He'll step away from the table to stretch. LeBron is so committed to stretching, working out, and getting treatment that LeBron wanted to, in a blowout, start his treatment for the next game. By the way, In baseball, this is understood. Sports have their own cultures. In baseball, let's say I pitch 6 2/3 innings, I'm done. I go inside to watch video and ice my arm and put it in a bucket. It's just understood. It's okay in baseball. In basketball, you have to stay there to the very end. You know what? We went through a pandemic, now a condensed schedule. It's a 30-point game. LeBron getting off to do treatment early is not the end of the world. You would ideally like him to stay, sort of that constant, you know, to appease the critics, to make sure it looks good. But in life, one of the reasons it's important, I thought, to defend Drew Brees when he had that moment in New Orleans when he lost some support from players is his resume was full of charitable donations, elevating teammates, elevating players that weren't even on his own team. Drew Brees' resume matters. Not every person is perfect like everybody else on social media. LeBron's resume matters. He has bailed out teammates, GMs, coaches, owners, his entire career. I'm going to let him in a blowout. A blowout you stop watching. Go start treatment early.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't give me the absolutes that you can't trade Aaron Rodgers in the season as if he doesn't have value. Like in Denver's 2-6 and Green Bay calls, you want Aaron Rodgers, Denver. Nah, we're good with Drew Luck. Teddy Bridgewater, it's great. Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Derek Carr, we're good with Drew Luck. Stop. Aaron Rodgers' value is not going to decrease for teams that are 2-6 in October. So there's a story in The Athletic. The Packers would trade Rodgers if they truly believed he would never play for them again. But the Packers don't think Aaron has the stomach for it. They're calling his bluff. Now, a lot of that's because Packers own him. Aaron would have to give up $35 million, of which he would never get that back. That's a lot of lettuce. Even if you host Jeopardy, that's a lot of money to give up. You're never going to get that back. Here's the thing. If Aaron's going to be a little petty, Green Bay has the right to be clever. If I'm Green Bay, this is when I trade him. Let's take Denver as the trade partner because that's the most likely. Don't give them Aaron Rodgers early, now. Don't give him a training camp. Don't give him an exhibition season. Don't give him home games in that high altitude in September where he starts off 2-0 or 3-0. No. Trade Aaron 8 games in, 9 games in at the deadline. Doesn't get a training camp. Unlike Brady, who at least was in Tampa, Aaron in a tough division, moves in, has a rocky first year. That's your way of being clever. Also, the value to this. You don't want to trade him now to Denver. Denver kicks butt, and the draft picks you get are lower first round. They're a playoff team. If you trade Aaron week 8, week 9, Denver's 2-4, 2-5, it ensures Aaron struggles initially, and Denver's not a great team, meaning you get the 13th pick or the 12th pick, not the 21st pick. And also, if I'm Green Bay, I mean, I'm going to play Jordan Love regardless, right? But I'm going to demand, I want stuff now. I want a first-round pick and a second-round pick this year and a player. But it's really important that I get the next draft first and second round because Denver, once Aaron gets rolling, is going to be a playoff team. But this year, if you trade Aaron week 8, 9 to Denver, they won't be. So that first-round pick, that's a good pick. Because Green Bay, if they have to play Jordan, they're not going to be a playoff team. They're probably not going to be a playoff team. So you're going to have your pick and Denver's, and they're both top 15. And then if you demand a second-round pick, you get a top 15 second-round pick and a top 15 second-round pick from Denver and your own. That is 4 picks in the upper half of the first and second round. Translation, you give those to Jordan Love next year. He's got guys, starters that can help you. You get a couple receivers, you get stars that can help you. So if Aaron's going to be a little petty, and we all have a little petty, Green Bay has the right to be clever. And so I keep hearing, nobody trades a quarterback. Stop with the nobody. Nobody made trades until Jimmy Johnson did. I mean, stop with the, you can't do, nobody, you know, how many times have we been surprised in sports with a nobody does this and then they do it? So I would not give Aaron a long runway to have a great first year in Denver. I would just say, listen, we're going to have to move off Aaron. It's going to be a little rocky. Hell, it was rocky when we moved off Favre for Aaron for a year. They were 6-10.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Brad Stevens has now stopped being the coach of the Celtics. He now runs the Boston Celtics as of this moment. Danny Ainge is gone. I will defend the Celtics. I think they've been well run, a little timid at times in their acquisitions. But I will say, let me defend Boston on this. So there's 3 organizations in sports. The Boston Celtics, the Green Bay Packers, and the Utah Jazz. Winning cultures. The good ownership. Well, 2 of the 3 have good ownership. These are good franchises. But they have an obstacle that we need to address. Running a pro franchise is basically a bar stool. You have 3 legs. 3 legs to get players. You can draft them. You can trade for them. Or free agency, they choose you. The Packers and the Jazz and the Celtics, they're kind of working on 2 legs in the bar stool. They don't do great on the players choosing you for different reasons. Green Bay is a little tiny town. Boston's racial history, African-American players have pushed back. Utah, I mean, it's kind of in the mountains. LeBron James joke. Remember that funny joke at the All-Star game? Even as a kid, we didn't choose Utah players when we were playing, you know, whatever that, what's that game called? That basketball game that kids, NBA Jam. Yeah, like LeBron's like, and Kevin Durant laughed. He's like, we never choose Utah guys. We knew they were great. We never chose them. So there's a reality with the Celtics that has to be stated. They draft pretty well. They've made good trades. They're not a top choice for free agents. But the Celtics, the Packers, and the Jazz have either had good ownership, good general managers, good coaches. So they've been very, very successful. Usually, there's a lot of places that don't, in that bar stool of three ways to get a player, draft, trade, or free agency. A lot of them aren't nearly as good as the Packers. Buffalo for years and years was not great for free agency. Guys in the winter, you know, in the fall, winter, don't want to play in Buffalo, right? The cold weather. They didn't do well in free agency, and they weren't drafting good players, and they weren't developing them. Now, Buffalo has a great GM and a great coach, so they're fine. But Boston is not, I know it's got a great, there's this sort of Boston Celtics, they have a great franchise. I think they face an obstacle that doesn't get talked about a ton, but Kawhi Leonard didn't want to play there, and AD did not want to play there. And those are the kind of guys, AD and Kawhi, that are deciding these playoff series. A lot of the top players don't want to play in Boston. So I thought they had great success. I mean, Brad Stevens is very interesting. So Brad's super smart, but he doesn't have an agent. So Brad himself would prefer not dealing with an agent. Now, running the Celtics, he's going to be on the phone with agents all day. We'll see how that works. You know, in the NBA, either as a coach or a general manager, you got to deal with stuff you don't love. As a coach, it's the travel, it's the film study. It's an exhausting life. General managers don't have to go on every road trip, but they got to deal with agents and salary caps and, you know, sometimes dealing with a player like Kyrie who rejects the franchise. So, listen, there's a headache at every corner in professional sports, right? Like, just because you're moving upstairs, the headaches don't go away and the challenges don't go away. Now Brad Stevens, who doesn't have an agent, is going to have to deal with agents all the time. And he's going to see what Danny Ainge had to deal with. Now, the Celtics, Nick Wright came on, and the criticism of Danny Ainge was, you know, he had to win every trade. He's a little bit paralyzed by that. I got to win the trade or I'm not doing it. There's some truth in that. You know, Les Snead of the Rams kind of views it differently. I've talked to Les Snead of the Rams, a very smart GM. Les wants a star. He's less worried about winning the trade and getting what makes a football team better. Like, Les Snead's not one of these guys. Pete Carroll's not one of these guys where they lose a ton of sleep on, well, that was a winning trade and that was a lose. I want Jamal Adams. You know, I want Jalen Ramsey. Can he make us better now? Let's go with it. And I think Boston has sort of lacked that. Let's just get better now and win. Because you got Jason Tatum. You got Jaylen Brown. You're really one really good piece away. I mean, you've been to three of the last four Eastern Conference championships. So it's not like you whiffed. But in the NBA, super aggressive wins. I mean, the Lakers are a prime example. They're going to blow this team up. I mean, there's no question they're not going to beat the Suns because AD is grimacing doing pregame stuff. Like, AD is done. You cannot have a groin strain. Forget having a groin strain and walking on a treadmill at a high speed for an hour. Try playing an NBA game for 2.5 hours. You're not going to be able to do it. So I think the season's over for the Lakers, and they'll just kabloom, blow it up, and start over.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
It's okay to do that. The teams that are doing that in sports are winning a lot of the championships. They're starting over. But I think Boston is a kind of uniquely challenged situation. And let me talk more about AD, because AD, you know, when a Lakers season's going to end, remember the Laker team, Kobe, Shaq, Phil Jackson, they faced Detroit, and they were favored. So the way the Lakers work, it's one thing for the Lakers to lose a series. But when the Lakers are favored to win and lose, they blow stuff up. That was the Kobe, Shaq team. They faced Detroit in the finals. Karl Malone favored to win, lost. And Kobe and Shaq were no longer teammates. So if you're going to blow up Kobe and Shaq, you'd blow up anybody, right? And I don't think LeBron and AD are going to be separated. I think LeBron and the Lakers have to have a heart-to-heart with AD and say, bruh, you came into the season out of shape. Like, out of shape. This was, I know it's a condensed year. Yeah, I got hurt too. But I do think it's heart-to-heart, look-in-the-mirror time for AD, which is you cannot play your way into shape. You can't do that. Dame Lillard, Steph Curry, LeBron, these guys come into the season ready to play, 90% in game shape. So I do think we're getting to that point with AD, because you can certainly make the argument that last year, because of the pandemic, was a complete outlier, and that Anthony Davis got a 4.5-month hiatus in season. And that's the only season in which he was all dog all the time. He was rested. They were good. He showed up every night. But AD's career is a lot of can't play tonight. I mean, Charles Barkley was joking last night. He calls him street clothes because he's always in his street clothes. So, and LeBron, by the way, we've got sound of this, admitted he thinks Anthony's done for the series.
You know, my mindset is that he's not going to be able to play in game six, but that's my mindset. I have to go in with that. My mindset for me is, you know, as if AD won't be in the game in game six, and if something changes, then we go from there. But I'm preparing as if he's not.
I mean, remember, LeBron put all his eggs in the AD basket. He put him in Space Jam. LeBron knew they were going to give up players and picks. LeBron had Clutch Sports. You know, Clutch Sports is Rich Paul and LeBron are good friends. They represent him. LeBron was willing to give him number 23. So LeBron went all in on AD. And there were times, yes, that D-Wade wasn't available for LeBron. But that's because D-Wade was hurt because of how hard he plays and how committed he is and how fearless D-Wade was as a smaller player. AD's not available because he's not committing. He's not in good shape. And so I think LeBron has to have a heart-to-heart. Not all injuries are the same.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Chris Mannix, been covering in the NBA for a long time. He is texting Danny Ainge last night during the game. And Chris Mannix, NBA guy, is joining us live. Okay, so you're one of the guys that was all over this morning. So let's start with this. Danny Ainge is a very young 62. I reject the idea that Boston was a failure. That's all over Twitter this morning. I think he won a lot of games and made a lot of big trades. And sometimes it's bad breaks. Like in Gordon Hayward's case, it's literally a bad break. What is next, Chris, for Danny Ainge, in your opinion? What do you know?
Well, I don't believe that Danny is going to be retiring, even though the Celtics framed it that way in their announcement of his exit. I still think there is a fire in his belly to run an NBA team, and I think he'll be back in the league sooner rather than later. The team I'm monitoring the most closely on that end is the Utah Jazz. I mean, Danny was a star at BYU. He has property in that area, and there's a connection there. And he's got, because of that new owner of the Jazz, Ryan Smith, who has a strong relationship with Danny Ainge. Now, the Jazz don't have a front office opening right now. Dennis Lindsay, who is one of the best top executives in all of basketball, he is still there. Justin Zanuck, a very well-respected GM, works underneath him as his number two. So they're solid right now at the moment. But if something happens where a job opens up in Utah, I fully expect Danny Ainge to be involved in that organization.
Okay, I'll throw my theory at you on Brad Stevens, and you can puncture it all you'd like, Chris. So, listen, coaching, he was a great college coach. He was a very successful NBA coach. But sometimes, you know, a lot of colleges have come after Brad Stevens. He could write the check. And I think Brad looked at it. He's a smart guy and thought, all right, I don't want to go back to college coaching. I can make a lot of money. I'm not sure I'm enjoying all the NBA coaching. And the Celtics had to make a choice because they didn't want to lose his brain power in the building because he's super bright. So, you know, I mean, I don't think the Celtics hate Danny Ainge. I just think we're going to lose Brad Stevens here. That's my theory on what happened. Tell me why Brad Stevens is moving upstairs.
Well, I don't think that Brad would be going anywhere as the head coach if this opportunity didn't present itself. He very recently signed a long-term contract to be the coach. So I would expect he would be there. I actually asked Brad this during the press conference this afternoon. Would he have been happy staying on the job? And for whatever it's worth, he said he would have. He said he loves the organization. He would continue to do whatever it is that he wanted to do. But I don't think there's any question, Colin, that with this job opening, Brad Stevens was eager to jump into it. He's been a head coach of this team for 8 years now. And the last three have been very stressful. I mean, 2018-19 was a debacle. It was the Kyrie Irving year. It was Gordon Hayward trying to come back year. It was a messy situation that ended with this team getting knocked off in the second round of the playoffs. Last season was better, but the pandemic impacted it. They finished the season in the bubble, so that was stressful. This season, even more stress. COVID-19, the issues that affected the season, not the same type of chemistry with that locker room, and it ends in the first round of the playoffs. So I would say I don't think Brad was looking for a way out, but when this opportunity presented, I think he aggressively put his name forward as a candidate to fill that opening.
So the next Celtics coach, I heard stuff, you know, people were saying Coach K, and I just don't buy it. I think Coach K is more consultant maybe than he would be coach. I mean, is there a front runner for this gig?
Well, I think that, well, I know over the next few days, they're going to interview internal candidates. They've got some strong ones on Brad's staff. Jay Larinaga has been interviewed for head coaching opportunities before. Scott Morrison is an excellent young coaching candidate. Jerome Allen has been a head coach in the college ranks, but then they're going to spread out and look across the basketball landscape. And I do believe that's where they're most likely to land. Now, one of the names I've heard is Ime Udoka, an assistant coach with the Brooklyn Nets. He has been a coach on the rise from his days in San Antonio, in Philadelphia, and now in Brooklyn, one of the top assistants on Steve Nash's staff with the Nets. That's someone I think will get strong consideration, but they will, I believe, cast a reasonably wide net early on in this process as Brad goes through something he's never gone through before. He's never been the man in charge of hiring a head coach. So I would expect this to be something of a drawn out process in the coming weeks.
By the way, a couple of non-Celtic topics. Fan behavior in the NBA. Listen, we know the proximity fans to players in pro basketball is really close. And I said this yesterday. I've been watching this happen for 5 or 6 or 7 years, where these billionaire owners, to squeeze another nickel out of their arena, have moved the media upstairs. Let's get more people on the court, more people around the tunnel. And I think pandemic, masks, everybody's pent up. There's a lot of anxiety. And it's just kind of, we're seeing this with airlines. Bad behavior. We're seeing it. But some of this to me is, could you give the players a break when they walk to the tunnel? Could they have, I mean, if you can high five an athlete walk into a tunnel, that's in a, to me, I just don't think that's appropriate. There's another way to make money. How much of this is on owners, the league? Who's responsible for this? I mean, why is it so bad in the NBA?
Look, I think it's a good point. That, you know, players or fans are on top of players in ways they aren't in other sports. I mean, I can tell you firsthand the number of media seats I've lost that have been close to the floor because owners have wanted to put paying customers in that area and make money off them. This run of incidents involving fans has definitely given the NBA cause for reconsideration about some things. Now, right now, what they've settled on is enhanced security at games, more visible presences when it comes to security guards at games. If that doesn't work, the league might have to take extra steps. Maybe barriers might wind up having to be involved. Seats may have to be moved. But right now, I don't think the NBA is at that point. They're hoping what you're saying is true, that the way that this last year and a half has gone, pent up everything, that when things get back to more normal, you won't see as many incidents. One thing I think that needs to happen, though, is that they need to work hand in hand with law enforcement to make sure there is real tangible punishment when something like this happens. I mean, banning a fan for life makes a nice headline in a press release, but it doesn't really have any teeth. Like, you can't, there aren't faces on milk cartons at NBA arenas preventing guys or women from coming into the arena. I think there needs to be legal ramifications. Now, the guy that got, or a kid that got arrested in Boston was charged with a felony. That, to me, is a little bit over the top for the incident that occurred. But I think there's going to be something that comes with real penalties, whether it's community service, a substantial fine, because no matter how drunk you are, Colin, if you are of the understanding that you are going to be dinged $50,000 or have to do 100 hours of community service, you are going to rethink throwing that water bottle or running onto the court. Right now, those penalties don't really exist, at least not in the legal process. And that's something I'd like to see the NBA work more with law enforcement in trying to make sure stuff like that happens.
Chris, finally, Joey and I were talking about this last year, is load management is not a great look for the league. I grew up in a small town. I went to one Sonics game every year. That's what we could afford. It was a three-hour drive after school to get there. So if I'd have gone as a kid to a Sonics game and Gus Williams and DJ and Freddie Brown wouldn't have played, you know, that's a crushing moment for a little kid. I don't like load management. So I think the league, when the Clippers lost last year, Price sat there and thought, good, chemistry matters, play. I look at the Brooklyn team this year and I think to myself, okay, they want him in the finals, but if Brooklyn wins, KD, Harden left the Rockets, Kyrie, boy, the messaging, Chris, is, hey, guys, go join up. You don't even have to play 45 games. Just go join forces. And I know they wouldn't say it publicly. Couldn't I? Privately. Doesn't it hurt the league a little if Brooklyn just storms through this whole playoff and wins the championship?
Yeah, because teams that are put together, even for a full season, don't have championship-level success. Even the Heat didn't win a championship in their first season with LeBron, Wade, and Bosch together as a trio. Now, I don't know that it would substantially change how NBA teams operate. I mean, the Raptors already kind of set the mold for what they did in 2018-19, where Kawhi was on a very strict load management schedule. And that's the kind of blueprint I think you're going to see teams follow moving forward. It's hard to kind of follow the Nets blueprint, because if they win the whole thing, it's going to be because they assembled three of the best scorers, as Kyrie Irving said, in NBA history. Three guys that are just straight assassins in the fourth quarter. If you can do that, then sure, then maybe you can follow the blueprint that the Nets do. But everything I hear from the Nets organization is that, man, they wish they had more time with these guys out there on the floor. If they get beat by Milwaukee in the second round, I guarantee you it's going to be blamed in some way, shape, or form on the fact that these guys did not have the type of chemistry that they would have if they had played a whole season together.
Chris Mannix, great stuff. NBA writer, Sports Illustrated. You know I love talking to you, man. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.